This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He certainly found Donald Trump as president to be unsuitable to hold the office after Helsinki.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer who once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump on why his client is now willing to work with the special counsel in the Russia investigation.
He worried about the future of our country with somebody who was aligning himself with Mr. Putin.
Michael Cohen's lawyer Lanny Davis speaking on NBC's Today Show a day after Cohen pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. No reports of damage after a powerful earthquake strikes off the coast of Oregon early today, the 6.3 magnitude southwest of Portland. A hurricane warning is out for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Lane is moving closer. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Aretha Franklin's lawyer says the Queen of Soul left no will and no trust. Her four sons have filed a document in court as interested parties in Franklin's estate. Her niece is asking to be appointed personal representative of the Queen of Soul's estate.
Should have never happened.
President Trump speaking hours after police in Iowa announced that an illegal immigrant has been arrested and charged with the murder of missing 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts.
You heard about today with the illegal alien coming in very sadly from Mexico, and you saw what happened to that incredible, beautiful young woman.
The president telling that rally in West Virginia to fix broken immigration laws, more Republicans must be elected. Meanwhile, authorities in Iowa have charged 24-year-old Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, with the woman's death. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Paul Manafort and his lawyer are reviewing the former Trump campaign chairman's options after Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud yesterday, a jury finding him guilty on 8 of 18 charges he'd faced. After the verdict, Manafort's lawyer said Manafort is considering his next move. So far, though, no sentencing date's been set for Manafort, who faces another trial in September on charges of obstruction of justice, money laundering, and failing to register as a lobbyist for a foreign government. Firefighters are losing ground when it comes to Northern California's huge and stubborn ranch fire. The fire growing to 357,000 acres. Containment fell from 74% to 67% yesterday. The ranch fire is one of two that formed the Mendocino Complex fire, the biggest blaze in California wildfire history. Smoke from dozens of wildfires in the Pacific Northwest still making it hard for people in the region to breathe, and in some cases, cases still being carried across the country and turning up in air samples as far east as New York. And MTV's Music Video Awards have their lowest ratings ever. Variety saying the annual video awards show on Monday night in New York City had the lowest ratings in MTV's history, pulling in just 2.25 million viewers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Vaughn.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Pat Caddell joins us. Yes, the world-famous Pat Caddell, Democratic strategist. Pat, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. You know, the last time you and I talked, we talked about, these propositions that were coming out of both parties. The prevailing question was, is it adding or taking away from the great American experiment? And in light of what is being discussed right now by the Democratic Party, how would you answer that question now?
Well, concerned about the great American experiment. Our politics has reached, as everyone knows, a kind of a very sour and contentious point. But the Democrats seem to be excited about it. I just saw Rasmussen's poll this morning showed 67% of Americans disagreed with Andrew Cuomo's comment from the other day that America was never great, which he is obviously being beaten up on for and is trying to walk back. But, that just tells you the kind of tone. The other thing is this insistence that the media has, the mainstream media or the cable networks or whatever, of driving this false or one-sided narrative about collusion and Trump and whatever. I think that's, most people don't care about it anymore, frankly.
Right.
They're
worn out. The deal is, Pat, I mean, you and I, we're on top of this because we have to be, but the everyday Americans out there trying to put food on the table, get back to work, they don't have time. I mean, this drama has been going on for almost 2 years, and they're going, well, I'm tuning out. I'm going to tune into another reality TV show.
Right, exactly. I think that's happening, and, I think that it's just too much for people. But, I'm watching, and you're watching it, the drive to the, what I call the, pulling everyone from the center, where most Americans are. But the campaign so far, the party so far, particularly Democrats, are just going as far left as they can. They're being pulled by their presidential candidates, I think, mm-hmm. or potential right. presidential candidates, who are all trying to, center themselves for 2020 in a very left party. So they're pulling the party to the left, whether it's, the ICE issue, let's abolish ICE, which right. I think I mentioned to you before. One day somebody said said that, and within a week, it seemed to be a popular position in the Democratic Party, not in the country. Same thing with, Elizabeth Warren's attack on the justice system, saying that it's racist from front to back, and what have you, and Kamala Harris's support and defense of identity politics, which I believe has been the downfall of the Democratic Party, in terms of being able to put forth a national vision. These things are all moving out of the mainstream, and to some extent that's also happening on the other side. So the real question is, who will dominate eventually the center in this election that's coming up?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and my question to you on that is that Donald Trump being non-traditional, and a lot of the pundits will quickly remind everyone that the ruling party, the majority party in the midterms, suffers losses. And I'm not sure that I would go with tradition, only because Donald Trump and his force has been anything but traditional. And what we're seeing in these primaries so far, I'm curious to get your read on what you're getting out of it and what you're not getting out of it, because to listen to the mainstream media, it's like, this blue wave is a-coming.
Yeah. Well, I think, as I've said before, said to you and others, as long as the Republicans fail to move forward with a coherent nationalization strategy for this election, I'm with you. You know, the Democrats will be advantaged by the normal rules of people who are unhappy with the incumbent party, perhaps. How big, I don't know. But the point is, you made a very important point, Bill, which is Donald Trump's election in 2016 upset the very paradigm of how presidential elections work. What is to say that this election is going to be normal?
Exactly.
And therefore, we really don't know if it gets engaged, as I think it will over the next several months. And on some of these issues, particularly the drive for impeachment that's out there for the Democrats and some of the positioning they've taken on the issues, this is the kind of thing that will move Republicans and independents who may not be that enthusiastic about Trump personally, but they don't want to go back on the economy.
Exactly.
This economy is doing extraordinarily well for people. You can see it in the numbers of the NAACP had a poll recently, Rasmussen had a poll. You're seeing African-American approval of Trump has risen dramatically, as has Hispanic approval. That's the economy.
Right.
And therefore, the question is, well, how does that fit in? If the idea that you're going to take the country backwards, back to where the real issue is here, where do you want to go? You may not be happy with the day and all of things, but do you really want to go back? Do you want to go back to Nancy Pelosi and some of her and what people don't recognize is just how out there, because of seniority, some of the, if the Democrats won, their incoming chairman would be,
Maxine Waters? You got Maxine Waters? Oh, my goodness. I mean.
Finance, yes. Do you want Maxine Waters there? Do you want, Jerry Nadler as head of judiciary? He's a one-note impeach, drive Trump out of office person. He would have that responsibility. I'm not sure on foreign policy. My question is, I think that I have to check this, but Barbara Lee could be the chairman of the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. And she is, she's way out there in terms of her positions on American foreign policy.
Yeah, you talk about these great gains that we've made in such a short period of time that has encouraged America. You got America back to work, making more money than they've made in a decade here. It looks rather bright. So how do they ignore their wallets that are expanding? How do they ignore that to change parties?
Well, that's the point. I mean, if in fact the Democrats are saying, we want to repeal all these things. We want to take away these things. We want to spend 2 years tying the country up or tearing the country up over impeachment, which they won't have the vote in the Senate anyway. But nonetheless, to investigate, to do whatever. You know, I saw some numbers recently where, you know,
Pat, let me hit the pause button because we've got to go to break. Okay. We'll be right back. More from Pat Caddell after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Pat Caddell, a Democratic strategist, and consultant, is with us. Pat, I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but we had to go to break. We're back. Let's pick it up right now. Okay?
Well, I was going to say, I saw the Rasmussen recently, which was a very fascinating number, asking people if the effort to impeach Trump took place, how would it affect the economy? And 2-to-1 people thought it would hurt the economy, and including large numbers of people in groups right now that are trending Democratic in 2018. Well, if that issue gets joined, and with others, I'm not sure the country wants to go down that road. But you have Tom Steyer spending $100 million.
Right.
Or more to drive the candidates, to give them the support, impeachment, and so forth. And I think that to ignore that issue or the consequences, what we're not dealing with right now is what are the consequences? What are the consequences that the Republicans hold on to the Congress? And what are the consequences if the Democrats take over the Congress? And that has not yet happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, Democrats have not couched the issue at all. Nancy Pelosi's, you know, called them crumbs, the bonuses that people got with the tax cuts. And she flat out said those tax cuts are going bye-bye. So she's been upfront about this. So, you know, why would America want to see taxes eradicated and their discretionary income that was increased taken away for the sake of Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party?
Yes, and what are the Democrats talking about replacing with nothing? We haven't heard a word, really, about any other policies other than protecting Obamacare, which are restoring it or whatever they'd like to do. But they have not explained, well, if you take away this stuff right now while the economy is going, what are you replacing it with? The problem for the Democrats is, and the reason if you're on the other side you would want to nationalize the election, is the Democrats aren't outstanding for anything. They've said we're going to let our candidates run in their own districts or whatever. Well, that is a prescription good for the Democrats, because then their candidates are not held to any standard. They can pretend to be whatever they want in their districts. And so I do think we could see a very different midterm if this election gets engaged. And that's the question in a couple of weeks.
Well, Pat, you bring up a good point here, and that is the bifurcation of the party. If they're out there representing themselves to individual markets, how do they come together? And, you know, many of them have said, look, I'm not supporting Nancy Pelosi, but... You know, well, if Nancy Pelosi lives another cycle, you know, what is that going to mean for them?
Well, that's the point. The point is, I don't think they've got the vote, even, because remember, Nancy Pelosi is a fantastic fundraiser.
Yes.
And she is pouring huge amounts of money into these individual contests. What I would like to hear is how people think. Do you really believe if Nancy Pelosi gives your candidate X a lot of money, that when push comes to shove, that candidate's not going to be supporting her for speaker, whatever they're saying today?
Yes.
You know?
She is the queen of quid pro quo, Pat. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were stories when she was 7 years old sitting in her dad's office picking up the phone, talking to people and saying, okay, what's in it from my dad here, you know? So she's learned early.
yes. And she is a very powerful force in that caucus. And she has the support of the current membership because... For the most part, because they agree with her, and she takes care of them, and she is doing that with these candidates. I would bet anybody any amount of money that if the Democrats took the House, she'd be Speaker.
Yeah,
and that's the country ought to think about too. You know.
No, I agree with you. I think the fact that they put out there, you know, for whatever they want to do and say that they want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, as you say, she has coddled, you know, and she has been there to support, her fellow Democrats for all these years. I mean, you imagine the amount of money she's raised over the years, Pat? It is astronomical. And that brings with it a lot of power and influence that she has been able to wield. And people have wondered time and again, how does she stay there? But that's because they do not understand the power of the purse. And she's got a big purse there.
And that's the point I'm trying to make is the candidates is the question is, you're going to tell me you're going to take all this money from Nancy Pelosi, but then you're going to vote against her for speaker after you're elected and nobody can do anything about it. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. It's an easier vote. Oh, whether it was this, we had this reason and whatever, they'll come up with some rationale. Mm-hmm. But if they are serious, then they shouldn't be taking her money.
Exactly. Pat, your read on the new darling, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I think she's a very passionate, attractive force. I mean, mm-hmm. she's got a great personality, and she has a great presence and real charisma. Her problem is her policy. Mm-hmm. You know, she advocates as far out as you could be for democratic socialism, and that's another issue. The Democrats seem to be, you know, we had that poll that came out with, you know, Democrats being more favorable to socialism than to capitalism.
Capitalism.
And so the question is that what the country wants? She is that, and that's why she has had a mixed record, her and Bernie, out in the primaries, because it even scares Democrats, centrist Democrats. And that question of, do we really want to go that direction, is another issue that's on the table, should be on the table for this November. And the enthusiasm that I think it really comes from younger people more than older people, but a lot of Democrats are really upset by this. They have no interest in democratic socialism. I mean, look at Europe, look at and look at Latin America. It's not exactly a formula for, you'd rather have socialism than a booming economy.
Yeah, how does that make sense? Right, exactly.
That's an issue, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's what is, you know, causing some brain damage here, because it may sound good at a rally and, you know, you get the groupthink going on, but then when you go home and you look at your checkbook and you go, really? I want to walk away from this kind of economy. I really want socialism over capitalism. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren is banging her drum that, socialism how to replace capitalism, and going, really? I mean, where is the empirical evidence to demonstrate that socialism has outdone capitalism? I don't see it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't see that argument working in a country that is where, you know, what you're suggesting is more government control at a moment when voters overwhelmingly say they want less government control. So, I find that another inconsistency here. But as I said, you have to go back to the failure of the Republican leadership in Congress politically, which talk about brain dead and their greedy consultants who just want to get their hands on money. They want to have a district-by-district election that they can make more money. You know, they don't make as much money if this is nationalized. The even though the voters, their party would benefit. They're talking about, well, when it comes to the vote, we're going to pass some bills to make people. I don't know what world they're living in. And they are right now, and the White House has been unclear. I mean, I'm going to say that this is a referendum on Trump, and I don't think they want to have that. They want it on the policies and where the country is and where you go back to. But so far, that has not come together, and then that is the crisis of the GOP.
Exactly. Well, Pat, we got to leave it there as always. We appreciate the time. Honor always to have you on with us. Pat Caddell, Democratic strategist and consultant. Thank you, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Bye.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's Cash. Only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's Cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He certainly found Donald Trump as president to be unsuitable to hold the office after Helsinki.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer, who once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, on why his client is now willing to work with the special counsel in the Russia investigation.
He worried about the future of our country with somebody who was aligning himself with Mr. Putin.
Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, speaking on NBC's Today Show, a day after Cohen pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. No reports of damage after a powerful earthquake strikes off the coast of Oregon early today, the 6.3 magnitude southwest of Portland. A hurricane warning is out for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Lane is moving closer. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. Always an honor to have her with us, the president co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with the Democrats. I mean, you know, we look back historically, typical of the Democratic history. They say one thing and then they say something else. And it's like, OK, who are they and what really are they about? And particularly as it relates to illegal immigration and border security, they were pretty emphatic not that long ago that we needed legal immigration and border security. But some got flipped along the way. What's going on?
Yeah, well, just 12 years ago in October 2006, 26 Senate Democrats voted for the Secure Fence Act. And included among those were Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Chuck Schumer. In fact, Barack Obama said the bill before it certainly will do some good before speaking approvingly about the barrier's ability to help stem the tide of illegal immigration in this country. And now they've done a complete 180-degree turn. They don't want to have a wall. They want to continue to allow illegal immigration to happen. They're not trying to solve the problem. And I think that it's happening all for one simple word, one reason, politics.
Yeah, I mean, and in addition to this, Jenny Beth, I mean, they want the abolition of ICE. I mean, it's
right.
Like, how does this make any sense whatsoever? I mean, let's just take the rule of law, throw it out the door. So now we're the Democratic Party is going to represent lawbreakers?
Yes, that's exactly. exactly what's happening. So they don't want to secure the border. In fact, here's how we know they don't want to secure the border. That what they're saying, they don't really mean that they want. President Trump gave them the opportunity to have everything they wanted with DACA, except that he was going to give them status to three times as many people as they wanted. So he was going to grant DACA status to three times as many people as what they were asking for. In exchange, he asked for funding for the border wall. They rejected it. They say they want to take care of the people who come here illegally. President Trump gives them the means to do that, triple what they wanted, and they completely rejected it. So they don't want to take care of the people they claim to with DACA. They don't want to secure the border. They don't want to fund a wall, and now they want to abolish ICE. They care more. Yesterday, the president said, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, the president said at a salute to heroes for ICE and Border Patrol people that the people who want to abolish ICE, they have no courage, they have no guts, they are just they're a bunch of big, really big loudmouths. He's completely right about that. They're really big and they're very loud when it comes to saying they want to abolish ICE. Or heck, they're even loud about protecting us from plastic straws or worrying about what pronouns we use. But they have no courage or guts when it comes to securing our border, to protecting us from people who are running drugs in this country, child sex traffickers, rapists, murderers. They have no guts when it comes to actually doing the tough job of securing our border.
I mean, how do they look their family members in the face? And God forbid something terrible could happen to their family members. I mean, it's happening to our own family members as a country, as citizens, fellow citizens, whose, as you say, children have been taken into sex trafficking. MS-13 gangs have gone in and attacked the very citizens that, you know, we want to protect that are here illegally, but they've gone into these communities. And, you know, of course, who are they targeting? They're targeting Hispanics. And Hispanics, that you know, the carnage that is taking place in our own, you know, Hispanic communities is absolutely heartbreaking. Sanctuary cities given rise. I was, you know, in California here a couple of weeks ago, and to see what's going on there, Jenny Beth, and the outrage of the local citizens. But they have got to find a way to push back dramatically. I mean, they did. I think about a dozen cities came back and rejected the sanctuary city idea from the state. But, you know, the pressure, you know, for the entire state of California is incredible. But the citizens have got to mount up and, as you say, find a way to quiet these loud voices that keep screaming, because for some reason they think the louder they get, maybe it makes their cause more right. But, you know, I'll tell you, wrong is wrong no matter, you know, how loud you get.
Well, you're right. That's correct. Wrong is wrong no matter what. This is why they're doing it. This is why it boils down to politics. A lot of these people are running for election in 2020. They want to run against President Trump. But to be able to run against President Trump in November of 2020, in the fall of 2020, you have to first win the Democrat primary nomination. And they know that if they appeal to the furthest left in the Democrat Party nomination, that they have a better chance of winning. So they're just becoming more and more outrageous and, frankly, more and more deranged. When they call for abolishing ICE, they're essentially saying, we want to abolish police.
Yes.
It boggles the mind. And when you talk about the effects of illegal immigration, I want to add one more that affects many of us in ways we may not think of. When I was down on the border in June, I spoke with the sheriff of Cochise County in Arizona. I know I'm pronouncing the name wrong. I spoke with the sheriff there. He said to me, if you have an illegal drug problem in your community, if you're dealing with a drug epidemic in your country, it's because of the problem in the border. They're bringing the drugs through the border, and then they're distributing them through the country with people who've come into this country illegally.
Yes.
So it affects every corner of this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we have enough empirical evidence and a lot of smart people on this. And I got to imagine, you know, to see what is happening, with the, you know, with what, the way the Democrats are presenting this, it is ludicrous. I mean, it is like we've become so open-minded that our brains have fallen out, and it just doesn't make sense why we would put our kids, our family members, at such a dire risk. And as you say, just for the sake of politics, for the sake of that you're running for president, that you know, you want to be president of the United States so badly that you're just going to let go of, you know, all reason in order to, you know, win the primary? Is that what this is all about?
I do think that that's what it boils down to. I am thankful, though, because we had so many people who were able to see through the kind of politics that we've had in this country for so long, and they went and voted for Donald Trump, and we have him as president. We've got to do the same thing this fall, but it is what it boils down to. I really think that's why Democrats are making such a dramatic turn. They think it will appeal to the furthest left of their base, and we know now the furthest left of their base thinks socialism is better than capitalism.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you have over, what, some 56% believe that socialism trumps capitalism, if we can say that. It's like, wait a minute, do you even really know what socialism is?
I don't think that they do. I don't think they're being taught what it is in school. They may be taught as a comparative form of government, but they're not being taught the detrimental effects of socialism.
Yeah, but I mean, all you got to do is pick up a history book and you see the carnage that is left in the wake of socialism. I mean, millions of people have died at the hands of socialism. So that's what you want to bring? I mean, as if, you know, we don't live in a dangerous enough world. Let's bring socialism to the United States.
Yeah, it boggles the mind. But you said something really important right there. You said that all you have to do is pick up a history book. Unfortunately, our kids in high school and middle schools and college, they're picking up textbooks, and it's not the same thing in textbooks, I don't think.
Yeah, you're probably right there, Jenny Beth, is that certainly the rewrite of history has been rampant and, you know, to the point that you have a governor of New York saying that America was never great. I mean, you talk about your mind being boggled. I mean, that boggled me.
It boggles my mind as well. So in New York, you have America was never great. You have Gillibrand calling to abolish ICE, along with a socialist Democrat winning a primary for a House seat who is calling for abolishing ICE. And it seems to me that the Democrats coming out of New York are just some of the furthest left that we can possibly imagine. They're not just liberal. They're socialists.
Yes, and of course the West Coast is not that far behind because we have the bookend effect of East and West Coast, no doubt about it. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Always a pleasure, Jenny Beth. How can they be in touch with the Tea Party Patriots?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. And thanks so much for having me, Bill.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. 585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org, and regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor is with us right now. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm in Alohaville. How bad can it be here? I mean, I'm in Kauai overlooking the bay here in Poipu Beach and watching surfers, and caught our first rainbow this morning. So, hey, it's all good. No complaints.
Oh, well, that's beautiful until you get island fever.
Yeah, I'm here for a couple of weeks, so I'll have plenty of time to cultivate that, but I doubt it. I mean, well, we got the grandson coming, you know, next week. That's the 2-year-old.
Oh, congratulations. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so we're going to be hugging him up if we can stop him for a second. The kid is, nonstop. But anyway, so we're here. A little family time, a little vacation, but always time to talk with the one and only James Herson. Hey, let's talk Manafort. This whole exercise with Manafort, the mainstream media is having fun. They just regret that they just cannot seem to tie Manafort into any kind of conspiratorial deal with the Trump campaign so that they could just, spike the football and get Trump out of there.
Yeah, I mean, let's understand this, that what Paul Manafort is on trial for, what he's been in solitary confinement for, and what he faces 305 years in prison for is a criminal activity. I mean, we're talking about tax evasion, but that would normally be handled by an IRS audit field office. And for these kinds of convictions, the average jail time is roughly 1 year. And yet he's facing life in prison. We know what this is about. It's all about squeezing him. And so this high-profile trial there has been taking place. And now, you know, the jury is deliberating. But strangely enough, the media all of a sudden sprang up into action based on two things that happened in this trial. The first is that the defense lawyers, defense team for Manafort, rested their case and didn't put on any evidence, no witnesses, and basically, relied on the notion and made it clear, actually, that they believed that the prosecution did not meet its burden of proof. The burden of proof in a criminal case is beyond a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, the jurors, while deliberating for 2 days, start asking questions of the judge. Now, this is very common. They ask 4 questions. 3 of them were relatively trivial matters, technical matters about exhibit lists mm-hmm. and such. But the 4th question started the media going crazy. There were waves of discussion in the media. They were very nervous about it because the jury asked the judge to redefine what reasonable doubt is. Now, that's an indication maybe that the jurors are wrestling with the idea of whether or not the prosecution met their burden of proof, so that it would lead some, even some of the experts on CNN, to say, uh-oh, we may be going toward a hung jury, or, God forbid, from their point of view, even an acquittal where Manafort gets off the hook. Either one of those results is a body blow to the Mueller mm-hmm. probe, which is already in low esteem in the public. So CNN and the Washington Post and BuzzFeed and Politico and New York Times and a whole bunch of, I have to say, fake news media, run to court with their lawyers and file a motion to seek the release of the full names and addresses of the members of this jury. Now, what possible newsworthiness would there be in that? None. And they never were interested in it before. The jurors were chosen 3 weeks ago. During this entire 3-week period, no motion, no question. But as soon as the jurors look like they might not go the way of the leftist media, they might not just have a rubber stamp conviction, then the media comes in there in court and wants to out them to the public.
Right.
The judge in that hearing revealed that he personally has had death threats, and he's been under the protection of the federal marshals, and he, in the same hearing, he expressed concern about the safety and welfare of the jurors and said they were scared. So this was an attempt at jury tampering. This was an attempt at intimidation by these corrupt, unbelievably biased, and unbelievably strange, unethical, so-called journalists that we have in America now to file this motion. Now, the judge slapped them down. I haven't heard anything on whether they're appealing this. But look, the Constitution gives anyone that's charged a right to a trial of a jury of their peers. That's part of the process.
Yes, right.
A fair trial. And outing the names of the jurors here would undermine due process. And yes,
it's totally manipulative, James. I mean, this has been a squeeze from day one. Judge Ellis called out the prosecutors on this from day one, that this was a squeeze and mafioso type of plays. And now what has come out? I mean, death threats for him, death threats on the jury. There's plenty of squeezing going all around, and it makes you wonder, what is the deal with Manafort? I mean, Manafort in the larger spectrum of the thing is, to me, he's a peanut in all this, but they're going after him like this is their last dying breath.
Manafort worked for free for the Trump campaign for less than 3 months And that's the reason he's going through this. And at all of the charges have absolutely nothing to do with Trump, the Trump campaign, Russia, Russian collusion, obstruction of justice, nothing to do with anything. Only thing it has to do with is making Manafort's life miserable, putting him in solitary confinement, for goodness sake.
Yeah, exactly.
Revoking his bail. And so it's a...
And James, after all this, I mean, they got him, you know, they're really upset because they're claiming some sort of witness tampering and that sort of thing. So if there's nothing there for all that they put this poor guy through, what does that say about the Mueller probe?
Well, yeah, exactly. It says what we already know about the Mueller probe. The Mueller probe is a cover-up. The Mueller probe was put into place to hide what the Hillary Clinton campaign did. They colluded through a British agent with Russia, and they used the material they got, which was information laundered through so-called intelligence, sent to the media, and used to undermine the Trump campaign, and used to obtain fraudulent warrants through a foreign intelligence surveillance court to spy on American citizens who happen to be associated with the Trump campaign. And they continued to do so even after Donald Trump was elected, inaugurated, and was president. So we have a massive scandal involving Hillary Clinton and President Obama. And people that work for them. And
I'm glad you said this, because there's no way, James, there's no way this doesn't go through the Oval Office. And I'm glad to hear you mention President Obama. A lot of the media are hesitant to go there. You know, they'll go as close as Susan Rice. But I'm saying, look, Susan Rice doesn't do anything unless Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama in concert tell her what to do. That's why she went on five Sunday TV shows and lied to everybody and then somehow expects some sort of credibility. I don't get it, you know, but...
If we look at it in a greater context, there is no president in the history of America who has ever weaponized all of the departments of government the way that former President Obama did.
He outdid Nixon. He outdid Nixon on this whole deal. He made Nixon look like an amateur. Yes.
There was surveillance of members of the Associated Press, of James Rosen of Fox News, of Cheryl Atkinson of CBS. We know that his government, weaponized the EPA. I mean, there's virtually every part of the government that he possibly could weaponize, he did. And weaponize means corruption. Using the government in ways that it shouldn't have been used. And but the sad thing is the mainstream media has always carried water and covered up for the Obama administration and gone the opposite direction, going pedal to the metal with every speculative rumor with the Trump administration. And the media is scared that this Manafort jury might come in with less than a full conviction here. It would give Mueller such a black eye, I think he would not be able to recover.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, has been with us. James, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers.